We're here. We're live. We are part of the WEW podcast. I'm Brian Kluger with BoomstickComics.com, part of the wrestling podcast. Wrestling is everything is wrestling. I'm here with a special guest today.
Special guest,
Scott Jackson, who knows a thing or two about the pro wrestling world, right?
A thing or two. I show up to all the shows at least, so there's that.
And you watch everything, right?
Oh, yeah. And if I don't, I catch the recaps for some reason.
And we are on location recording this amazing podcast that you should listen to. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio. We are on there under the Multimedia Men banner. We are Wrestling is Everything is Wrestling. We are at the Elks Lodge, number 71, in Dallas, Texas, for SOAR Championship Wrestling tonight, and it's going to be a good show tonight. We're remembering King Mabel, Nelson Frazier, Charlie Haas is going to be here, Jake Logan, Ty Wilson, Lou Gotti, Nobi Bryant, and The Tradition versus Mom 2K. It's going to be insane in the ring tonight. And like, I like these indie shows so much. You know, it's not like WWE where you get 15,000 people. No, indie shows like this are better. You're at the Elks Lodge. There's three rows. You're right up in the ring. You are you're so personable with all these superstar wrestlers. It's so much fun. What do you think, man?
Yeah, there's not a bad seat in the entire house. It's amazing. I love it. If you don't want to sit in the front row, you don't have to. But you're still going to be right there with everybody. It's the best.
It is the best. There's nothing like going to an indie show where you see these people, up-and-coming wrestlers, you know, performing in front of, you know, 100 people, maybe less, and they give it their all. And it's so much fun. It is so much fun. This is our second SOAR show, right?
I thought that maybe you had gone before. So this is number two for both of us.
This is number two for both of us.
Sick. Yeah, and we both went to WWE Live last night, and I think that
let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. So last night we were at WWE Live, which is a house show, which means it's not televised. So it was definitely not sold out. It was at American Airlines Center, but it wasn't sold out. And what I like about live shows is that you get, there's more interaction with the audience. You get to see like people practicing their matches before they start, you know, or at a pay-per-view, and they generally interact with the crowd more. Like, we saw Brock Lesnar high-fiving people, which you never see.
Yeah, I want to see a picture of that somewhere. That was really interesting. I had an interesting take on it. I hadn't been to a house show in a while. I want to say it was back whenever CM Punk was doing the Straight Edge Society thing. And, I wasn't really blown away by a house show then, and I wasn't really blown away by it last night. I remember, man, when I was a kid, I'd go to house shows, and it was amazing. Like, they were really working on their matches, like, leading up to WrestleMania. They were messing with the crowd, cutting promos every single match, and you didn't really get that as much this time, so I don't know.
Yeah, like I said, we are at the Elks Lodge right now. We are literally just a couple feet from the ring. People are practicing in the ring if you hear this in the background. It's so much fun. But yeah, the house show was really good last night. But let's talk about the indie scene. You and I have been to a bunch of indie shows. We've been to ROH. We've been to Wrestle Circus. We've been to SOAR. We've been to VIP. What, in your mind, in your intellect, what do you love more about the indie shows than you do, let's say, going to, like, we both went to WrestleMania last year. What do you love about indie shows than more than WrestleMania?
Cheap drinks. Oh, the best.
Man of true words. There you go. It is very true. Instead of $12 beer night, it is $2 beer night here.
Exactly. It's cheaper than go to a real bar and you still get a show right in front of you. It's pretty sick. But it's just so much more fun. You get more more actual wrestling. And you get to see these guys that are eventually going to become something, and it's really, really interesting. You're going to be able to say, hey, I saw this guy working out matches, and it's pretty awesome.
So you have a pretty tough workout regimen, right? You work out, like, all the time, right?
Yeah, 6-7 days a week. It's a beating.
So do you think you would ever get in the ring, and try out?
You know, I never really thought about it. I mean, whenever I was watching wrestling as a kid, just like everybody else, like, yeah, I'm going to do that. Then, you know, pizza and girls happen. You decide against that. No, it's something that, you know, I'm getting in shape now, so it's a possibility. It's a possibility.
All right, all right. So on the last SOAR show we went to, which was last month, I believe the main event was Keith Lee versus Kongo Kong. So do you think we'll see them coming up at any point?
I'd see Keith. For sure I see Keith. Keith has a lot of talent. That guy is fantastic. And, like, what was that? That didn't sound good. I'm not going to describe what just happened. You know, Keith Lee is fantastic. And what's the other guy's name? Kong?
Kongo Kong.
Kongo Kong. Okay. That guy, that guy was amazing. He comes out of the ring and starts eating some little girl's, like, french fries or potato chips or something. I can't remember what it was.
It was french fries.
And it made this little girl cry.
It did. And everybody was booing Kongo.
Everybody was booing him, but I'm right next to this little girl. I thought it was the best thing ever. Like, that sounds so wrong to say. But Keith Lee comes out and... he goes to console the little girl.
Because he was the good guy in the match. Yeah,
he was
up until.
Oh, man. That was fun. That was a lot of fun. And also, Ron Simmons was there.
Yeah, Ron Simmons.
Really, really
damn.
Cool. Yeah, it took the whole night, but he eventually said it. It happened.
Yeah. At a lot of these indie shows, I mean, I highly recommend you go because you get to, it is true pro wrestling, and people are there because they love it. They're not making millions of dollars like John Cena or Undertaker. They're there because they love it. They love what they do.
Oh, and then don't discount all the other ones. They're there because they want to be there,
no,
too.
No, absolutely. But like I say, like, well, in a lot of these indie shows, you'll see some of the retired pro wrestlers come and really amp up indie wrestling. Like Ron Simmons came up and, like, totally got in the ring and, you know.
He threw down a little bit.
Yeah, but he was, like, promoting, like, a good indie brand.
And I want to, there wasn't a lot of people here, and it was really cool to see talent come in like that. It was neat.
And what I like about SOAR Championship Wrestling, you can find them online, SOAR Championship Wrestling, is that they're really into the community. They're really into, you know, giving back to kids. So I think every month they have a sign-up sheet that parents can take home, and they can mark down their chores, their good deeds, and whoever has the most gets a kids' championship belt, which they get to go in the ring. That's really cool. It's a really good thing, and I love that they do that.
Yeah, it's very family-oriented, like Vin Diesel, and it's...
like
and
Vin
it's
Diesel.
And when you get done over here, there's a nice little... I can even say it has a family feel bar right next door inside the same building. Everybody's doing karaoke and just having a good time. We walked in there and some teenager was singing, what was it? the long song that nobody, Freebird.
Yes, that's right. God. That's right.
He gave up.
Somebody karaoke'd Freebird. It was really funny.
Yeah, I don't think he realized what he was getting himself into. Like 2 minutes into the song, he's like, never mind.
Never mind.
I'm done. But I was gonna say it. So if you're looking to get somebody into pro wrestling,
yeah. So let's say So I want you to, like, you know, because they've heard me talk before, but they haven't. The audience hasn't heard you talk, but. You and I, we love wrestling. We love talking about pro wrestling, but we know a lot of people who kind of turn their nose up at the pro wrestling scene, but they might be interested. How would you get them into an indie show? What would you say to them? What would your selling point be?
Oh, I tried the other day. Let's see, I went on a date with a girl, and, you know, I had a couple of tickets to WWE Live, and I didn't know how to bring it up to her without her deciding never to talk to me again. And the only way to do it was to trick her, and it still didn't work.
That's so pretty funny.
It's terrible. It's the worst. it's one of those things that, like, I mean, if they don't have an interest, it's kind of, you got to get them to think outside the box.
Yeah.
And say, hey, just come do this thing. It's 10, 15 bucks to get in, and you're going to hang out and have a good time, as opposed to, like, WWE. You're paying $40 for a ticket.
For a cheap ticket.
Yeah, for a cheap ticket, and you're way up high, which, I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world. I have a friend that paid $55 for a WrestleMania ticket last year. I went and said hi to him. Wasn't that bad. But, you know, you pay $15 for a ticket here, you are right up close and personal. You get to see this happen. There's no way that you can't pay it. You have to pay attention to it. It's in your face, and it's so loud and just fun. It's fun.
It is great. It is high level entertainment. And, you know, if you go to a movie, if you go to a play, that is a good form of entertainment too, but you don't get to really interact. But at a wrestling show, you really get to yell and scream at the wrestlers that you hate, that you love, and they give it right back to you, and it is so much fun.
Yeah, and if you're not that kind of person that wants to do that, if you're shy or whatever, you're having just as much fun listening to everybody else yell and scream too. Like, see, we brought a friend who is a girl, and she had never done this. She thought it was gonna be lame and everything, and I'm pretty sure she had a good time. It seemed like it. I mean, she's not here tonight, but I think she had a good time. She won a signed poster and got
that's
some
true.
Flowers.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So yeah, there's a little bit for everybody, I think, in this whole realm. But as far
I think so too, you gotta have an open mind. That's all it is. Think outside the box, do something out of the ordinary, and you're gonna be surprised.
Yeah. So yeah, it's pretty good. So as far as tonight, as far as this roster goes, what do you think? Who do you think? Oh, it's like this is last month. It seemed like a lot of the heels won. There was a lot of cheating going on.
There was.
The head of the Elks Lodge got into it and ran around the ring.
Ron Simmons came out a couple of times and was like, "Nope, no." So it'd be interesting to see how that plays out. Man, you already warned me of this, but I don't see Keith Lee. That makes me sad, but it's okay. It'll be fine.
Scott's in love with Keith Lee. He's limitless.
So we're going to have Charlie Haas. That's going to be amazing.
That is going to be very good.
Yeah, he's going up against Baron Slade, the Straight Edge Assassin, so that should be fun. And then Lou Gotti Starrett going up against Nobi Bryant. That's going to be a really good one.
Yeah, Lou's actually in the ring right now practicing.
Yeah, he's been working something out for a while now.
Yeah, so we'll definitely see him quite a bit tonight.
Yeah, so it looks like a pretty good card. It's very purple, all because of King Mabel.
Yeah, it's a remembrance to King Mabel, so he will be here. We'll see what happens. We will see what happens. But all right, so we've talked about SOAR. There's another big wrestling event going on tomorrow in Austin called Wrestle Circus with Ricochet versus Sammy Guevara.
Yeah, my friend is rubbing it in my face. Yeah, she's gonna be there.
We have a few friends going. We're sad we can't be there. It sold out in like an hour.
Well, all the seats sold out, and then there was the standing room, and I want to say it was beginning of the week they announced, hey, we're done. We're at capacity.
Yeah. They're going to have to get a new venue if they're selling out that quickly. What Wrestle Circus is, for Farno, it is a husband and wife who work their asses off. They're fans of wrestling, and then they made some money, and they were like, let's do something we love. Let's start a wrestling promotion.
Yeah,
and they've been around maybe 6 months, if that. They are getting the top talent in the indie world.
They really are. Once they do expand their building and they get more seats, they're going to be bringing in guys like Cody.
Like who?
Cody. You're going to get Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes. I mean, he's with RO. I mean, he's going all over. Cody Rhodes is all over the place right now. I mean, Cody Rhodes, of course, you know him as Stardust. He left the WWE for creative differences, but he's being booked all over the place.
ROH a couple weeks ago. That was really good.
So yeah, if we talk about ROH, Ring of Honor, right now, they were in Dallas. They were at Gilly's, Southside in downtown, and it's a pretty big promotion. They live televised it. It's a pay per view. You can buy it of the Ring of Honor. But yeah, Cody Rhodes came out and he totally got the audience on his side from saying that he is actually from Texas, but then in a split second turned on the audience and said that he wished he wasn't. He hates Texas. He hates Texans.
The reason I moved.
The reason, yeah.
It was so much fun. It was insane. Gilly's, I never would have thought the place I saw Limp Bizkit would be somewhere I'm seeing pro wrestling. I mean, this isn't WrestleMania, 17 or anything.
Yeah, right?
It's so weird. So Gilly's is kind of cool to have a wrestling promotion there.
That is pretty funny. So yeah, that ROH was great. And so like all of these indie promotions have their own title belts, and they all have different gimmicks, and they're everywhere now. They're, you know, no matter where you're listening to this, if you're in Chicago, if you're in LA, if you're in New York, seek out your local wrestling promotion and definitely support them, because there's some really good talent there. But for Wrestle Circus Sunday in Austin tomorrow, what do you think? It's just a crazy card. So Ricochet is probably one of the best wrestlers that ever lived. The dude is a tall, big guy, but like is like the craziest cruiserweight, high-flying guy ever.
And then you got Sammy Guevara,
who is literal piece of shit.
Oh, he's so great.
He is a great wrestler, but his character, he's a great guy. His character is so evil.
Little shit. That's the best way to describe him. Just a little shit.
But he is awesome. Mark Scott and Zai's words, if he agrees with me, you will see Sammy Guevara on the next Cruiserweight Challenge in WWE.
For sure.
And this is the second season.
He had a tryout a couple weeks ago, or they announced that he had a tryout. I don't know when it really happened, but if they pass on him, something is wrong.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's a bad idea. He's fantastic. Yeah, there's so much going on at that show tomorrow. I'm really thinking about ordering it on pay-per-view.
The Wrestle Circus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything. Wrestle Circus is it.
Yeah, we might have to do that. Do like a live commentary. Oh, I don't know.
No, we can live stream all of our commentary for Wrestle Circus.
That would be super fun. But yeah, I love the indie scene, and I only got into it basically when we went to Wrestle Circus last year. Mm-hmm. Like, I've always heard of ROH. I've always heard of Evolve. You know, we tried to go to Kaiju Big Battle, but they weren't set up in time, and we already had a full day of wrestling. We didn't want to wait till 1 in the morning.
And not to bring them down.
Tell our audience what Kaiju Big Battle is.
Oh, you had to tell me what it was. It's what it sounds like. from what I've been told, I haven't seen it, but Brian comes in. What are we doing? We're leaving NXT.
Yeah, we were at NXT TakeOver Dallas.
Yeah, and he says, hey, do you want to go to this thing? It's called Kaiju Big Battle. And I go,
what is it?
And he's like, yeah, it's a wrestling promotion. I'm like, why is it called that? He says, the exact reason you think. apparently they dress up as big monsters that they
put in a cityscape
inside the ring.
Inside the ring.
And they wrestle, and it gets destroyed. It's like Rampage.
Live.
It's insane. So I want to say NXT's ending like 11:30 or 12. We walk over to, it's in walking distance, at a place called Eddie Dean's Ranch. We get over there, waiting in line. Doors are supposed to open at midnight. They pull us in. I think it's maybe 12:15, 12:30 at this point. And they go, if you want to, pay with credit card, you got to bring it inside. We're going to bring you over here. It was very odd. I don't know what was going on. I feel bad for those guys. So we walked in. The ring wasn't even set up. They were like halfway through working on that, and it's 12:15. So as cool as that sounded, we had to pass.
We were so tired, and like he said, we were definitely down for it. But when we got there and the ring wasn't set up, we were like, we cannot wait.
No.
We would have seen it for free too, because they brought us in to get cash, but they left us, and we could have just sat there.
Yeah, we walked in, and go over there, and then the woman just disappears. It was so odd. That they must have been going through something crazy. I don't know, but we're gonna eventually hit that up one day. It'll be fun.
So, out of everybody you've seen in indie wrestling show or even WWE, who would you like to see come to SOAR? So, I mean, this is a fairly new promotion as well, and you know it's small potatoes right now. Like, we are in an Elks Lodge. There are probably 150 seats set up around the ring, maybe a little bit more. You have like a really good friendly family, everybody's family here vibe, that everybody's super nice to each other. Like you feel like you're home, or you feel like you just like went to your uncle's like local bar to to watch a fight.
That's how I felt when I walked into the bar next door. It was so interesting. I want to say it was like in the middle of a road trip. I just stopped somewhere and it's just a welcoming place. It was interesting, very interesting. So who would I like to see come here? In a realistic situation, I believe he's from Austin, so hands down, Sammy Guevara.
No, I want to see him because we've seen him at Wrestle Circus. Same we've seen VIP. Him at VIP, but we didn't see him at ROH. We haven't seen him at SOAR.
But I mean, it's just if he lives in Austin.
Yeah, right but there. he could travel.
Yeah, no.
I want to see Sammy Guevara face anybody, really.
Yeah. Oh man, I don't care who he fights. VIP, he had two matches. It was awesome. That guy is great.
That is pretty good. So out of everybody here at SOAR Championship Wrestling, out of the card, who would you want to wrestle, or who would you want to be tag team partners with?
Oh boy. Well,
I know.
I don't want to wrestle Gotti, but you know. I think just because he's such a bad man, I got to keep that one on my side. I'll tag with him. I don't know if he's going to accept the tag when I want to get him in there, but at least I know he's not going to be coming after me.
Yeah, there you go.
What about you?
You know what? I would want to fight Charlie Haas.
Really?
That's who I'd want to fight. I know he would probably literally murder me in the ring.
Well, pick a guy who wouldn't murder you in the ring. Come on. Now.
I can't pick anybody. I feel like I would just immediately get into the fetal position. That would be my attack.
Sure,
my defense
too.
And offense. Because if they tried to pick me up, I can like do a quick jab and run away. That would be a great heel move.
It would be. It'd be great. See, I mean, I shouldn't talk shit or anything. I'm a little gym rat, and they'd all whoop my ass, too. It'd be the worst.
That would be cool. And I would probably, you know what? If I had to team up with somebody, I would go Lou Gotti, too. Just because I think we'd have fun doing a tag team partnership and be really evil and then figuring out who would turn on each other, like if I would turn on him or if he would turn on me.
Ooh. are we talking about your secret gimmick?
Yes, the secret gimmick.
I don't want to blow it right
don't
now.
Blow it yet.
I won't, but we were talking last night and it's good.
Yeah, we want to, Scott and I actually want to join a wrestling school, which is actually head up by the Lou Gotti or Lamont, and I think it would be completely awesome to do that.
It'd be an experience. It'd be really cool. I know that
I mean, it's a chance to be creative, a chance to be, you know, get in shape.
Something different.
Yeah. I think pro wrestling, because you, not only are you getting yourself to be athletic and, you know, getting healthier, but you're also being very creative on the mic and your storylines.
Yes.
And you know, all that good stuff. I think that's a very good creative outlet.
Yeah, you're gonna be flexing a lot of different muscles, literally and figuratively. It's awesome.
I totally agree.
I think that could be one of those things that I kind of fell off of my diet and everything. I think this could be something that gets me right back into it. I'm like, okay, this is it. I'm gonna shed whatever I want to shed, and I am going to bulk up, and this is why. That would be so cool. Be like, wow, why? You're getting big.
That would
What's
be
happening?
Awesome.
Why do you have muscles now? I'm like, I'm becoming a professional wrestler.
That is. That
nobody
would, be
would believe me.
No. Everybody would believe you.
It'd be so funny. I'd love it. Like, what's your gimmick? John Wick.
So instead of a gun, what would you have?
I do finger guns. What you talking?
That's how
finger
it would
guns,
roll. We're back. We took a little break. We had one of the refs that is going to be reffing some of the matches tonight come up to us, talk to us, tell us his story, how he got into the business and everything. Pretty cool guy. He knows a lot about his stuff.
Yeah, and you guys will never hear any of it.
Yeah.
It all happened like so quick that we
Yeah, it just happened so quickly. We couldn't get a mic on him. He was like standing up in front of the table. And we're like,
yeah, and we thought the show was about to start. And it was just, then all of a sudden,
just kind of happened.
It was weird. It was very spontaneous.
About 20 minutes have passed, basically, and we've started to see people trickle in. There's a good There's a good 50 people, maybe more here now.
That's something like that. Something like that. It's filling up. we'll leave it at that.
No, it is a. This is a pretty cool. Pretty cool place. I love it. I love the Elks Lodge. I think I just feel good here. Don't you?
I'm so happy when I'm here. It's stupid. Like it's the weirdest thing walking in here, especially like if you have no idea what to expect. I wish them luck and finding a bigger place because this does not hold that many people.
This
but I'm gonna be really sad whenever it gets any bigger and they move somewhere else. Especially because this is maybe 7 or 8 minutes from where I live. I could have ran down here. That would have been great.
And then you would have had a beer at the Elks Lodge bar, right?
Oh, yes. Sweet, sweet Miller Lite.
Sweet, sweet Miller Lite. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the upcoming WWE pay-per-view Fastlane. Which is the pay-per-view before WrestleMania?
Yeah, the annual throwaway pay-per-view that always happens.
Which seems to be like a pretty crazy pay-per-view if you think about it. Because it's going to be Goldberg versus Kevin Owens.
Yeah,
Meaning
Goldberg will win. Kevin Owens is going to drop that title.
Which means it would be Kevin Owens versus Chris Jericho, because maybe Chris Jericho will then interfere at the Fastlane pay-per-view since Kevin Owens turned on Jericho on last week's Raw.
You know what I would love? Kevin Owens comes out. Goldberg comes out. Match is going on, surprisingly, for about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then Jericho comes out to help Kevin Owens and somehow screws it up and in turn costs him the championship and then Kevin Owens starts his feud with him like that. That would be great. And, you know, everybody's kind of had that relationship.
But that's not going to happen because...
You don't know that?
The damage is done. Like,
no.
Owens turned on Jericho on Raw. Like, it's done.
I have broken up with so many girls and I thought they were never going to talk to me again. Next time I know, they are buying me lunch, getting it sent to me, giving me gifts. Like, just imagine that's how that character arc turns out for Jericho.
It'd be like your life story.
Oh, my God. It's terrible. It'd be so much fun, though. It'd be different, and people wouldn't be expecting it. Except
for
me.
Do you really think Goldberg needs to hold the title again?
No, but I think it's one of those things where...
Like, he's going to have the title up until WrestleMania and lose it to... Because he's supposed to fight Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania.
Yeah. I think it would be kind of cool.
And Brock gets it again? What are you talking about? Like, it'll be another championship reign with Brock Lesnar where he only shows up, like, five times a year.
No, let Goldberg have it. Next time on Raw, Goldberg comes out and says, I accomplished what I wanted to. I don't want this.
That's not going to happen. He'll get beat by somebody.
Probably right. Well, it only makes sense for it to be Lesnar. Maybe Taker.
I mean, if...
But, I don't know. I'm tired of all these part-timers. I really am.
If Owens loses to Goldberg at Fastlane, they won't have a rematch at WrestleMania. But they will have a rematch, though. And Kevin Owens could technically take it, unless they do, like, a five-man battle royale or whatever, and then somebody else could take it. And, I mean, that's when you probably could see Finn Balor come in and take it if they do it that way.
Yeah, and he gets his chance back, and he can have that title for a little while. That'd be interesting.
That would be awesome.
I was thinking about it last night, and it's just how did they handle a rematch like that? Because I doubt that they're going to have Goldberg wrestle on Raw, and there's not another pay-per-view. Like, do they maybe make the match Kevin Owens, Goldberg, and Lesnar?
Yeah.
That way, I mean, Owens can he can carry the two of them for maybe a 15-minute match at Mania. I don't know. It just seems like a bad idea altogether, though, to have Goldberg in a title picture.
I mean, He's very over right now with the universe. You know, minus, you know, a couple people.
Was.
I mean, I like Goldberg. I like seeing him there, but do we really want him to be the champion? I mean, no, because the guy can only really wrestle for 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah.
We haven't actually seen him wrestle other than do his finishing moves.
Right. He can last a couple minutes and, you know.
And that's sad. That's sad. You can't have a main event be 3 minutes long.
No. Like I just said, now I know how women feel. It sucks. You know, there's a lot of build up and it's excitement, and then 2-3 minutes and it's over.
Have they always been unsatisfied, Scott?
With me, no. It lasts too long. I wish that I could. I just want it to end. But instead of 45 minutes later, I'm just like, I get bored and I'm done.
Oh, man. I just want
Goldberg.
You make me laugh.
That got weird.
No, that got amazing.
That got amazing.
That was really good.
Man.
I really like that.
Yeah, I feel kind of bad because we were supposed to change things up a little bit and have a girl on the show too.
Yeah, we were. Well, what happened? What's her name? Melissa, right?
Yeah, she's into wrestling more than you and me
combined.
Oh, I'm sorry, you and I.
Well,
so yeah, no, she's crazy. She watches everything. She watches like New Japan, like at home, just on YouTube and stuff. Like,
well, New Japan's awesome.
Yeah, but she's on top of everything. It blows my mind. So, yeah, it's a bummer she couldn't be here. I wanted her to experience this. She didn't even know this was a promotion here. I think I was texting her. I'm like, where are you? And she was laying in bed watching watching Wrestle Kingdom last month. And she's like, what? Sore? In Lakewood? That's crazy. I'm gonna come next time. But her grandparents came into town last second or something.
Well, hopefully we'll get her on the show and she can teach us a thing or two about the pro wrestling world that we don't already know.
She's gonna give us so many evil looks. It'll be like, you don't know about this guy or this guy. It's terrible. She's gonna slowly become the host of the show and push you out, Brian.
That's probably what's gonna happen. I'm terrible at this, so I have no idea what I'm doing.
do any of us? Come on now.
No, nobody does.
No. This is, I think there's an ad for Bumble on TV, and I'm really confused.
Yeah, so if you're listening to us, the place we're in, it's like a recital hall, you know, with like the wood dance flooring type of thing.
Yeah, they do.
The colors are like tan and taupe in here, off-white and tan. I mean, this hasn't been redone since 1971, maybe.
Maybe 1988, right where that is. Is that a giant elk?
Perhaps.
Poking out the the side of the building. I don't know. It's
There's not much to look at in this place, but that's what makes it homey. It makes it really cool, really fun.
My favorite thing about it is you have this ring, and then you have a super, super low ceiling. So if somebody gets picked up, their legs
are going to hit the ceiling, and it's going to put the hole in the,
yeah,
in the, what's it called? The
and the
tile roofing.
Tiling? I don't know. the things that hold the roof up. Yeah, no, there's holes and stuff already up there. It's awesome. The ref told us a great story.
Yeah, but there's lights, there's speakers. Yeah. They have a projector up, so when the wrestlers come out, they can do their thing. And yeah, and like, you know, when you come to WWE and you come to these indie shows, you know, especially SOAR, Championship Wrestling, I mean, we're seeing like 5-year-old boys and girls here, and we're also seeing, you know, 60-year-old men and women here as well.
Yes.
Like, it's all ages, all genders, all colors, all creeds here, because they come to enjoy pro wrestling. And that's what it's all about. I mean, everybody has a smile on their face. Everybody's talking with each other. Because a lot of the people who go to these small indie shows go to other small indie shows, and you can become friends, and
you start recognizing people.
You start, right? Absolutely. So yeah, well, like when we were here last time for SOAR, our friend Scott, not this Scott, another Scott, Scott, who attends like every show, he bought us raffle tickets, and we ended up winning signed posters. And Scott won a crazy.
I won like a $100 gift card to
Texas Day Brazil.
Texas Day Brazil.
So I mean, he just did that because he just met Scott. Just met Scott. I knew Scott from before, and just we were buying each other beers, and
nice
like
we
yeah, super nice guy, and like, and it's somebody you can talk wrestling with, because I know if you're out with your friends, if you're out with somebody, you might be the only wrestling fan in your group, so you can't just talk.
Nope.
About, I mean, you could bring up Stone Cold, you could bring up The Rock, you could probably bring up the Von Erichs or, you know, Undertaker, but
couldn't talk much about them.
Exactly, but now
The Rock, though. That's about it.
Which is your favorite? Who are your top three favorite wrestlers, Scott?
Oh, all time?
All time.
Wow. All right, so I can't name in order anything, but Steve Austin's going to be there.
Okay.
I love.
But why Stone Cold?
Why not Stone Cold? Everybody loves Steve Austin. I remember.
Well, of course, everybody loves Stone Cold Steve Austin. But why about you?
You know, that was just like the guy. I think he's probably what got me into watching wrestling like so much before.
Was it just because like it was at a time, it was like the 90s or early 2000s, and he was like the anti-hero. He was he turned on like your corporate boss and gave him the finger literally, and Stone Cold stunned everybody. He didn't give a shit.
It was just so much
about
fun. Yeah, he did not give a shit. He was so much fun. He didn't care about anything, and like, it's funny because, you know, I can't relate to any of that whenever I'm a kid or whatever, but like, I just knew like this was the guy. He was entertaining.
He was coming out to beat some ass, and he was drinking beer, and like, you know, when you're growing up, you're like, beer is cool.
God, yeah, that was great. Surprisingly, I love The Rock now. Everybody knows that. I wasn't crazy about The Rock as a wrestler.
Who?
Me?
You?
I never was a big fan
so
of Rocky.
So The Rock was a bad guy for a very long time.
And I had no problem with that. And I enjoy going back on YouTube and watching, like, even the heel Rock concerts. Those were fun. But I just was never very hot on him being a wrestler. I don't know. So we got Steve Austin. That would be number one. Well, number one that I'm choosing. I'll say CM Punk. CM Punk kept me interested in wrestling for a very, very long time.
So CM Punk, huh?
Anything else.
All right.
Yeah. And then, I know you're expecting it, Zack Ryder.
Woo, there you go.
Woo, woo. That guy.
Well, I want to go back to CM Punk. Why did you like CM Punk so much?
Oh. Is there a problem with CM Punk over here?
No. I want to go back to it. You say CM Punk. Because CM Punk is still the longest reigning champion to ever hold a belt.
Yeah.
It's like 2 years. But he had a fairly publicized and bad break with WWE, and he still does.
Yeah, I want to say they're still going to court. You know, everything about that guy's career was really interesting to me. When he came up, nobody really gave him any attention at all. Like, nobody cared. I remember what Paul Heyman was in charge of writing, I think, SmackDown, and started giving him a little bit of a push, but it didn't. Nothing ever like clicked. Everybody, anytime he finally was able to pull himself up, he'd get knocked the fuck back down. And I just always thought he was so interesting on the mic. He was a fantastic wrestler. Like, there's so much going on. I'm really happy that he ended up getting that title for a while. I remember that match where he was leaving. It was him and Cena over at Money in the Bank. That was so much fun. That was great. And the big pipe bomb promo before that was amazing to watch live.
Yeah.
Guy was infinitely entertaining. I loved him. Sad to see the guy go, but...
Well, I mean, what they were doing when CM Punk was the champion, they were putting John Cena in the main events and not CM Punk in the main events, even though he had the title. And CM Punk got pushed way down the card for no apparent reason, because CM Punk's one of the best wrestlers.
Oh,
and he was a badass, and his gimmick became like he was... Well, how would you describe CM Punk's character? It was like, it was almost like a Stone Cold, but not like that abrasive.
It was like Steve Austin, but like just a different animal.
Yeah.
So interesting. Like, I don't know. I don't want to call the only version way I can think of describing it is like, so you have a man and then you have a woman and they have like very similar personalities, but one's a man and one's a woman. But yeah, like, CM Punk definitely isn't a woman, I'll tell you that.
Well, he was, so I'm glad you like, I love him too. It was unfortunate, and like when he left, he WWE literally gave him a voice, and like he came out and set out for like 30 minutes and just he aired his grievances like in real life, man, on TV.
It wasn't, I don't think it was 30 minutes.
He,
but it sure
he
as
sat
like it.
At the main at the start of the ramp, sat, you know, cross-legged style,
yeah, wearing a Stone Cold Steve Austin shirt.
Yeah, and just like sat and talked why he was not a fan of the business anymore, and you know, good for Vince McMahon and the creative for letting him do it.
Yeah, that's something that in that era, I can't believe it happened.
Yeah.
That blows my mind, especially him, because everything I heard, nobody likes that guy except for one or two people in the back. So I don't know how in the hell that happened. I'm happy it did. That was really good for business.
Yeah, that was good. I'm glad they do that, and that's what always Vince McMahon and Stephanie and all the execs there, what's good for business. But then, all right, let's move on from CM Punk. You mentioned Zack Ryder. Now, if you don't know who Zack Ryder is.
Nobody knows who Zack Ryder is. Come on. So I'm going to...
He won the Intercontinental Champion belt at WrestleMania. He lost it within 24 hours.
I won like $7 that
you did.
When Zack Ryder won the...
You absolutely did, but Zack Ryder, he's not high on the card. He's injured currently right now, but he's not high on the card. But what makes you like Zack Ryder so much? Like, you're like the world's biggest fan of Zack Ryder.
I really am. So this all started back, what was it, like 2011? 2012, when he started doing that YouTube show, the Z True Long Island Story.
Yes.
This weekly thing, probably like 5 to 7 minute episodes. They're all on YouTube. They're definitely worth going to check out. They're so self-aware and ridiculous. And it's stupid stuff, like him trying to climb a fence, and he's like, oh, I can't get over. I can't do it. And it's fantastic. And the guy showed so much right there when all he was is some dude on Superstars. He never got an entrance. He never got a mic. Like, nobody ever gave him a chance. And he got this following because of this stupid show. And then all of a sudden, like, they didn't do anything with it. They made all this merch and just kind of swept him under the rug. They took advantage of all the fans. It's kind of upsetting. That dude deserves a legit shot. What he was doing with Mojo Rawley, I think that was great.
The Hype Bros is great. That's a good tag team for them.
I love it. And this is cool because Mojo's getting a shot to...
Mojo's getting up there, and I'll tell you, when I saw Mojo Rawley... I mean, his gimmick is like he's so crazy hyper and always up, but like the guy literally seems like he could go hardcore hyper super fast 0 to 100 for 30 straight minutes, which is unheard of.
That's the guy that I want to be drinking with whenever a shit goes down at the bar. Like, so somebody just like bumps into me and then he just goes off. I like both of those guys, and you know, Mojo's proven himself in singles competition right now, and I think that this is the shot for Ryder. He got in really good shape over the past year. Like, holy shit, it's amazing. And he's gone. I don't know how long he's out. He messed up his knee, I believe. I think this is going to be whenever they say, hey, we'll give you a shot, kid. Let's see how you can do. They might push him up.
That would be awesome.
I would love it. It'd be so great. Give that guy a mic. Let him get comfortable doing it, because I know he could talk. He's done it before. I can tell he's nervous every time he has a mic now. But, you know, they just don't let him do it enough. Because that show was awesome. He wrote all of that himself.
Yeah.
It all seemed natural.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's pretty cool. But, yeah. I think that's our show. We've been on for 45 minutes, and I think we are going to call it quits right now. Well, we're not going to call it quits. We'll be back at some point, but we're going to enjoy the Sword Pro Wrestling show, and we will be back very, very soon. Scott, Jackson, where can people find you online if they want to see your social media presence?
Yeah, yeah. Follow me on the Twitters at StoneColdFreak1. Oh, hey. Look at that.
Yeah. StoneColdFreak1.
Yeah, look at those AOL automated usernames still sticking around in 2017. Same thing on the Instagram at StoneColdFreak1.
And again,
find me.
Yeah, fine. Follow Scott. Yeah, say stupid stuff. He'll respond to you. Also, again, go check out SOAR Championship Wrestling. We want you to come here. We want you to come say hi to us. We will be here pretty much, I think, every month for every show.
We will.
It's usually at the Dallas Elks Lodge. Come find us. It'll be awesome. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Bye.
We are the WEW Podcast. Thank you so much.
Happy Saturday.